Good morning. I overslept. Confession time. The Geyer Cook Report SEO Tips Tuesday will happen today, and we're going to revisit one that I think is important. It deals with local search and what that means for your business, especially if you're like a service business, a brick and mortar that's only going to provide service in your area, not so much for the rest of the world that speaks your language. So the first thing there in the show notes, which you can get as always, the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com. And we've got a link in there as a post that was done first from Search Engine Land. And it's the top 10 tips for local search as success, is what I'm trying to say. Local search success and how that happens with Yelp and Google and YP, which is Yellow Pages and Yellow Book and Dexknows, etc. And what they suggest there is just to simply go in and claim those listings if you haven't done so already, and then control the word of mouth that is created on those contents by updating your profile and keeping it current. The second link there in the show notes, the local marketing ideas. Fit small business, get your business into shape. And there's 63 tips there. Like I said, back in May of 2016, this is indeed the 23 jewel stem winding wonder of technology that you would hope it would be in order to have a good set of tips. There's some definite pearls in that oyster. I would encourage you to give it a look and help your SEO efforts out, or, you know, give it to the person that you've hired to do your SEO out and have them give it a go. Now, if you're wondering what to do on your blog to help your local SEO efforts, there's a columnist, Greg Gifford by name, who lays out the game plan very well, and the links are in the show notes there. The deals with the search engine updates and what to do to accommodate your needs in terms of what it's doing for your search. Maybe you need to have just a NAP, a name, address, phone number at the bottom of your page, stuff like that. Things that make you appear better in search and be more findable. Those are how you win in that game. I hope you know that your competition is doing that as we speak. And speaking of competition, the company that likes to clean over there in Edinburgh, Scotland, Edinburgh Dusters, and you can see it there in the show notes. Simply put, they are the competition. If you're a cleaning company, well, you might want to remeasure your local search efforts, and you're going up against the guy that likes to clean. Good luck with that. He's on Gumtree. He's got a number of testimonials. He's the man. Way back then, we had a link in the shout outs for Alba Digital Media. That's Kevin Scullion. His efforts, give that a look. We have a thing in there for thanks to Blab. That's how old this is. Blab's no more. We're now going to thank firetalk.com and Screencast-O-Matic, which is the program that we record with. We heard about first from Eileen Smith from basicblogtips.com. It's a great thing. Thanks for watching. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. As I always said, if you go to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com, there's a feed there. You can search it and find the notes going way back to yesteryear. And, well, no, I guess there weren't any notes from yesteryear, but back to January. They're all in there. And so on that note, I'm going to say those three magic words. Kelvin, we missed you. I'm sorry I got up late. We'll give it a go again tomorrow. Hopes that everyone that joined us today will come in and see us tomorrow. Thanks for watching. It's a wrap.